me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
In a hamlet called Muncie, stood and continue to stand today two bakeries, Zishi's and Klauber's, both bakeries that make delicious, delicious food and are family owned. And the people in Muncie enjoy walking into each of those bakeries, smelling the delicious smells and eating their delicious pastry. Zishi's is especially famous for its rugelach, chocolate and cinnamon. And Glauber's is especially famous for its 7-layer cake and its overnight potato kugel. One night, there was a fire that broke out in Zishi's bakery. The smoke and flames were starting to spread. Thankfully, nobody was inside the bakery, and the firefighters got there in time and were able to put the fire out. Baruch Hashem. News spread quickly about the fire. In the morning, when Mr. Glauber was getting his dough all ready to put in the oven, was when he heard the news. His heart sank. He felt so badly for Mr. Zishi. He felt so badly for their family. He knew just what he needed to do. Yes, Zishi is his competitor, that is true. But he just wanted to help. And he took his apron off, walked right out of his bakery, walked a few blocks towards Zishi's bakery. And he saw Zishi outside sweeping up some ashes. And Mr. Glauber said, "Zishi, I'm so sad to hear about your fire. I'd like you to come and use my ovens." "What? What? We're competitors, remember? I mean, we're both nice people. We're friends, we get along, but you're offering me to use your ovens?" "Yes," said Mr. Glauber. "Why should you lose your customers while they're going to need to repair your bakery? What would Muncie be like without your special challahs and without your rugelach this Shabbos? Shabbos won't be the same for people." Zishi looked at Glauber and said, I don't know what to say." And Mr. Glauber said, "Say yes. We'll make a schedule and I'll bake in my oven on certain hours and you'll bake in our ovens in other hours and you'll be able to keep up your specialties and your customers until your bakery is back up and running." And that's exactly what happened. They set up a schedule and Zishi was able to bake in Glauber's bakery. Some people said that his challah tasted even a little better because of the extra kindness that was inside of it. People said the same about Glauber's challah. A number of weeks later, Zishi's ovens were fixed. He was able to go back to his own place, but not before giving a huge, huge thank you to Mr. Glauber and his family. "Mr. Glauber, I learned that you are a true friend. You are a person that feels the pain of another person and knows how to act upon it. Today is the fast day of Asara B'Teves, the 10th day of Teves, when Nebuchadnezzar came and put a siege, a matzor, around the city of Yerushalayim. 30 months later, on Tisha B'Av, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. the siege came around the city. And that was a warning to us. Be more kind to each other. Do more mitzvot. We didn't pass the test well enough then. And 30 months later, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Today on Asara B'Tevet, let's think about how we can show kindness and caring, avat chinam, to other people like Glauber's did for Zishis. Who taught this to us in the Torah in this week's Parsha? Ephraim and Menashe. When Yaakov crossed his hands and Yosef thought that it was a mistake, that the right hand should have been on Menashe and the left hand should have been on Ephraim. And Yaakov said, no, I didn't make a mistake. They're both going to be great. I know that Menashe is older, but Ephraim is going to be even greater. Yehoshua comes from his shevet. Ephraim and Menashe didn't start arguing. They didn't say, hey, wait, that's not fair. It's supposed to be this way. It's supposed to be this way. They were so happy for each other. They felt for each other. The bracha that our sons receive on Friday night is to be like Ephraim and Menashe, to feel for one another, to love one another. As we complete Sefer Bereishit and say the words in shul, Chazak, Chazak, V'nit Chazek, please strengthen us. Let us be strong with all the lessons that we learned from the entire Sefer Bereishis, including the one from this week's Parsha about being kind and caring and getting along with our siblings. Sometimes it's hardest to get along with the people that we live with every day, like our brothers and sisters. And let's garner strength from Ephraim and Menashe and from Zishi and Glauber to be role models for us in extending ourselves to get along with one another. Chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek.